This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Adampur Air Base in Punjab this morning and interacted with brave air warriors and soldiers. During the interaction, Mr. Modi lauded their valour and boosted their morale.
Bharat Mata ki Jai! Bharat Mata ki Jai! Bharat Mata ki Jai!
In a social media post, the Prime Minister said it was a very special experience to be with those who epitomize courage, determination and fearlessness. He added that India is eternally grateful to the armed forces for everything they do for the nation. His visit comes in the wake of success of Operation Sindoor, which was launched after the Pahalgam terror attack. India successfully destroyed several terror camps in Pakistan, and Pakistan occupied Jammu and Kashmir, killing over 100 terrorists in this operation. In his address to the nation yesterday, Prime Minister Modi had outlined India's unwavering commitment to combat terrorism. He had asserted that any terror attack on India will be met with a strong and resolute response, and New Delhi will not be intimidated by nuclear threats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India will not tolerate any kind of nuclear blackmail, warning Pakistan sternly and sending a clear message to the world. In his address to the nation after Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said terror and trade and terror and talks cannot go together. The Prime Minister outlined three key pillars of India's security doctrine.
Pahla, Bharat par aatanki hamla hua, to muh tod jawab diya jayega. Hum apne tarike se, apni sharton par jawab dekar rahenge. Har us jagah jaakar kathor karyawahi karenge, jahan se aatanki jade nikalti hain. Dusra, koi bhi nuclear blackmail Bharat nahi sahega. Nuclear blackmail ki aad mein panap rahe aatanki thikano par, भारत सटीक और निर्णायक प्रहार करेगा। तीसरा, हम आतंक की सरपरस्त सरकार और आतंक के आकाओं को अलग-अलग नहीं देखेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi outlined India's unwavering commitment to combat terrorism following the success of Operation Sindoor. He said Operation Sindoor has sent an unambiguous message to terrorist groups and their supporters that any attack on India and its citizens will be met with full force.
Operation Sindoor, ye sirf naam nahi hai. Nyay ki akhand pratigya hai. 6 Mai ki der raat, 7 Mai ki subah. पूरी दुनिया ने इस प्रतिज्ञा को परिणाम में बदलते देखा।
Mr. Modi said that India will not engage in any discussions with Pakistan except those concerning terrorism and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir.
अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो टेररिज्म पर ही होगी। अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो पाक ऑक्यूपाइड कश्मीर पीओके उस पर ही होगी। पाकिस्तानी फौज, पाकिस्तान की सरकार जिस तरह आतंकवाद को खाद पानी दे रहे हैं वो एक दिन पाकिस्तान को ही समाप्त कर देगा। पाकिस्तान को अगर बचना है तो उसे अपने टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का सफाया करना ही होगा। इसके अलावा शांति का कोई रास्ता नहीं है।
The Prime Minister said that temporary suspension of Operation Sindoor is not a conclusion, as India will continue to assess Pakistan's every move in the coming days to ensure that its future actions align with its commitments. Mr. Modi said that within the first 3 days of launch of Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered destruction far beyond its expectations.
Bharat ke drones, Bharat ke missiles ne सटीकता के साथ हमला किया। पाकिस्तानी वायुसेना के उन एयरबेस को नुकसान पहुंचाया जिस पर पाकिस्तान को बहुत घमंड था। भारत की आक्रामक कार्रवाई के बाद पाकिस्तान बचने के रास्ते खोजने लगा। पाकिस्तान दुनिया भर में तनाव कम करने के लिए गुहार लगा रहा था और बुरी तरह पिटने के बाद इसी मजबूरी में 10 मई की दोपहर को पाकिस्तानी सेना ने हमारे डीजीएमओ को संपर्क किया। तब तक हम आतंकवाद के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को बड़े पैमाने पर तबाह कर चुके थे।
Mr. Modi pointed out that during Operation Sindoor, the world once again witnessed Pakistan's disturbing reality, with senior Pakistani military officials openly attending funerals of eliminated terrorists, proving Pakistan's deep involvement in state-sponsored terrorism, underscoring that unity is India's greatest strength in the fight against all forms of terrorism. The Prime Minister reaffirmed that while this era is not one of war, it cannot be one of terrorism either. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the security situation along the western border of India during a high-level meeting in New Delhi today. The meeting was attended by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and Vice Chief of Air Staff Air Marshal Namideshwar Tiwari. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh was also present in this meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, schools and colleges have been reopened in non-border districts. Education Minister Sakina Ittu informed this in a social media post yesterday. This decision was taken after a comprehensive review of the ground situation in the aftermath of the recent cross-border shelling incidents. However, the educational institutions in border areas will remain closed as a precautionary measure for safety of students as well as staff. An 11-day nationwide outreach campaign on Operation Sindoor has been launched today. Largely known as Tiranga Yatra, the campaign aims to highlight Indian Armed Forces' success against Pakistan. Ex-servicemen, social workers, social organizations, as well as prominent BJP leaders will be part of this program. The campaign, which will continue till the 23rd of this month, will focus on how India decimated terror camps in Pakistan and POK. Three terrorists have been killed in a gunfight with security forces in Shukru Keller forest area of Shopian district in Jammu and Kashmir. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told Akashwani News Srinagar that the three killed terrorists are believed to be members of LET or TRF outfit. The identity of the slain terrorists is being ascertained. The Central Board of Secondary Education has declared the results for both Class 12th and Class 10th examinations today. In Class 12, 88.39% of students have passed, marking an increase of 0.41 percentage points over last year. Girls have outperformed boys by 5.94 percentage points, with over 91% passing the exam. Transgender students have recorded 100% pass percentage. In Class 10th, 93.60% of students have declared the board exams, an increase of 0.06 percentage points from last year. Girls have again outshone boys by 2.37 percentage points, with 95% of them passing. The results are available on the official CBSE website and can also be accessed through DigiLocker and other digital platforms. India has proposed to impose retaliatory tariffs to counter U.S. duties on Indian steel and aluminium. India has informed the World Trade Organization of its plans to impose such tariffs on select American goods. India maintains that the measures taken by the U.S. are not consistent with the General Agreement on Trade and Tariff, 1994, and Agreement on Safeguards. The U.S. stance on the WTO was that the tariffs on Indian goods were imposed on national security grounds and should not be regarded as safeguard measures. The domestic benchmark indices fell sharply today following geopolitical tensions. Sensex has declined by almost 1,180 points to 81,261, while Nifty dropped almost 290 points to 24,631. The stoppage of military actions between India and Pakistan and the de-escalation of the US-China trade war had resulted in major gains for markets yesterday. Meanwhile, most Asian stock markets are trading in green. The Board of Control for Cricket in India has announced that the India Premier League IPL 2025 will resume on 17th of this month after a week-long pause due to rising tensions between India and Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.